Welcome to the Dental Business Podcast with your host, an owner of multiple businesses, a mentor, investor, and dental surgeon, Brad Thornton.
Hi guys, welcome to the Dental Business Podcast. It's another solo effort this week. I was chatting to a couple of guys, a couple of colleagues, a couple of friends, to be fair, and we were talking about, you know, sort of business things and changes and practice related issues that they were having and trying to figure out solutions and ways to work through certain issues. And just all through the conversation, there were a couple of moments where there were these kind of points at which the message came back along the lines of, oh, well, yeah, well, we'll do that next week. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that. Da, 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 da. And kind of almost this procrastination, this sort of putting off of doing things. Now, I'm not the most efficient. I'm not the most proactive. I'm not the most do it now, get it done, da, da, da. But I try to be. And it got me thinking about this idea of how everybody pretty much pictures their future self as a different person as the present self. You know, your future self will be the one who finally gets the diet cleaned up or does the exercise or goes to the gym regularly or is going to have the sort of motivation to be able to deal with some of the crap that you don't want to deal with right now. You know, you almost picture that person to be different to who you are. And because you do, you don't really relate to them. You don't make life easier for them. If anything, you make life harder because to you, it's a different person. You know, the person next week will be able to go through, you know, this document for the lawyers to do with an issue that you've got with a past associate or, you know, some sort of things that you need to do for the bank in order to get some funding for this or, you know, whatever it might be, you kind of put things off, push it to this future version of yourself because you know what, they'll deal with it. Sometimes, you know, they're a better person than I am. They can have more willpower not to eat the takeaway or have that extra few glasses of wine or, you know, drink too often or, you know, they've got the motivation, the sort of the discipline and the time to be able to answer these emails, to pick up the phone and chat to whoever it is that you might talk to. So we view the future self as a different person and often put things off so that that future self can handle it because we don't want to right now. And I think that's a really important concept to try and grasp because the reality is, mate, it's the same person, it's you. And you're not going to be more sort of willpowered, motivated, disciplined, arsed. You're not going to be more arsed to do something that you can't be arsed to do now. So the easiest and best thing to do is to just crack on and kind of get things done when you can, when you need to. If you see a job to do, it's your job to do it now. And I think one way to think about it is if every day you do, you know, a couple of things, two, three things that your future self is going to sort of thank you for. So when you get home from work, you know, your future self is going to thank you for maybe not drinking. You know, your future self tomorrow morning is going to be thankful for that you didn't have, you know, one, two bottles of wine the night before. So your future self is going to be thankful that you did some exercise, felt good, felt confident, started to feel healthier. You know, your future self tomorrow is going to be so thankful that you went through your emails and dealt with it today when you know you've got the time, but you can't be bothered to do it. Think about how thankful your future self is going to be because it's the same person as you are right now. So yeah, that's my tip. Every day, do two or three things that your future self is going to be thankful that your present self did. So when you've got something that you know needs doing, maybe you don't want to do it, it's going to be difficult, it's going to take a little bit more brain power, willpower, and more time than you really want to, just try and put yourself forward in time. Think about how good you'll feel, you know, become one with your future self and think, how am I going to feel knowing that I've done this already? And that's a really good way to help try and motivate and get you sort of going through some of these little lull periods. So yeah, try it out and let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening. Dental Business Podcast, that's Brad Thornton. See you next time.